Perfect. Hi, everyone.
And we are now.
Thanks for joining us. We appreciate it. And I apologize. I jumped on right on time. Just had our nanny leave for the day, so it was a little chaotic here. So I'm going to call the contract committee meeting to order and do a quick roll call. Michelle?
Here.
And I don't see Susan, so hopefully she'll be able to join us a little bit later. And then I am here. And we have one. I don't have any comments from the chair. I don't believe we have any items for action, Michelle, unless you have anything, please feel free to remind me. And otherwise, we just have one contract to review. Should we just go ahead and jump right in? And oh, and I see Susan has joined us.
Guys, I'm having technical difficulties, so apologize.
No problem. Thanks for joining us. And Amy, I think we're ready for your presentation for the contract that we're going to review tonight.
Bear with Zoom here. It's a little slow pulling her over. Give her just a second.
Can you all hear me?
Yep.
Okay. Am I on? I'm ready to go?
Yep. Whenever you're ready to start, Amy.
Okay. Awesome. Well, hi all. I'm Amy Reichert. I think I've met some of you. For those of you I haven't met, I'm a IT project manager with LTD. I've been here for just over a year. I had my year anniversary last week. And when I started at LTD, I actually started as our continuous improvement specialist and was assigned my first task of documenting all of our financial processes' ideal states to help inform our ERP RFP. And at the time, I didn't realize it, but I was actually getting a really big head start on managing LTD's enterprise resource planning implementation project, which is what I'm going to talk to you about today. So what I'll be providing is kind of an overview of what this project is, what is our software as a service Munis ERP product solution from Tyler Technologies, and what are some of the contract details. So at a glance, this project seeks to replace our aging financial management software with a comprehensive enterprise resource planning solution that brings together LTD's core business processes. A well-designed and implemented ERP solution can help organizations become more self-aware by linking information from different technologies across the enterprise. This can eliminate costly duplication of effort, errors leading to rework, and overproduction of information. And as noted in the AIS, in scope for this project are at least 15 core business processes, including major upgrades to the way we manage grants, projects, and budgeting. Areas of the strategic business plan where this aligns include LTD's financial health and employee engagement strategic focus areas. In financial health, the ERP software will improve our ability to forecast and responsively address long-term financial health. And in employee engagement, an effective ERP strategy can help us to reinforce what I think of as collaborative horizontal work across departments, essentially getting us out of silos and helping centralize our critical business information that's reliable and easily accessed. As a real example, this current project team currently includes over 40 staff as part of the design and test group. To select our ERP solution, procurement facilitated a request for proposals solicitation, which was posted for approximately 6 weeks and resulted in the receipt of two comprehensive proposals. Tyler Technologies' proposed solution, Munis, emerged as the high score. Tyler is a longstanding vendor with LTD as the current product provider for our existing financial software. They are experienced in migrating organizations from their current finance product to the Munis ERP. The contract is valued at roughly $600,000 for implementation costs and a total 10-year cost of product ownership not to exceed $2 million, which includes annual materials and services costs for maintenance, licensing, and support. This project is funded as part of LTD's community investment plan under State of Good Repair for Technology and Infrastructure, IT hardware software improvements. And the implementation funding is from Formula 5307 grant funds with an 80-20 match ratio. There are a couple of alternatives to approving this contract. We can deny approval of contract and request resolicitation, or we could allow the current software to expire and rely on manual processes for business tracking requirements. Any questions?
I got a really super helpful email by way of cassette earlier from Amy, and it was very thorough, and getting that extra background that you had already done this big review process prior to even tackling this procurement is just like a perfect example of efficiency. So thanks, Amy.
Yes, that was sort of by chance, but it all worked out for LTD and for me. So I'm really excited about this project. I think it's a great next step for LTD and our innovation with technology.
Awesome. And Michelle and Susan, if you have questions, please feel free to jump in. But I did ask about kind of what the break-even point was, and then also more information about the breakdown of the cost, since there was a little bit of a variance in there. And I was really pleased with the responses. So Amy, I don't know if you want to maybe just give a couple of highlights about those details, or Michelle, Susan, if you want to jump in with anything else that you'd rather talk about.
Yeah, a recap on that email would be great.
Yeah. Sure. So so the cost of implementation is $600,000. That's the kind of initial, that'll be in the first year. And then after that, the 10-year cost of ownership, which is the $2 million contract request, is the annual maintenance and support costs, which average around $120,000. And then there's a little bit of buffer built in for additional customization and consulting. ERP projects are notorious for going over budget. And so we wanted to be proactive in building that buffer in. And then in terms of the break-even point, I thought that was an awesome question. That's something I have a background in Lean Six Sigma, and that's something I'm always thinking about in terms of efficiencies. Obviously, this isn't a service or product, so it's harder to estimate what the break-even is going to look like. But just in analyzing these processes over the last year, the efficiencies it will create, I would estimate in the first 3 years is when we would get at a break even. Just looking at the numbers I broke down for Emily in the email, we're looking specifically at budgeting, and say we cut that time in half, which I think is a cautiously optimistic estimate. And we're looking at, that's just looking at the time that our senior leadership allots to that, and using a very low estimate on what they're probably spending on budgeting. That's $55,000 a year is what I estimated in cost savings just on that process. And like I said, this is going to touch at least 15 business processes, if not more, through the course of implementation. Did that recap? Okay.
That's a great recap. Thank you.
So I'm just curious, it looks like some of the data that's going to be transferred into this is from Excel spreadsheets and that kind of thing. How much of this is staff having to manually make those shifts, and how much is actually being done by the agency that we're hiring or looking to hire?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think a lot of the data conversion is a typical part of any kind of implementation like this. And so we'll come up with a standard process for data conversion, and it'll be a mix of both. The implementation partner will be doing a significant part of it, but we'll have to obviously provide them all of the input, and that will be resource on our side. But in terms of having to go through and manually transfer one spreadsheet to this system, it's going to be more about finding all the spreadsheets that we're using and then giving those to our partner for them to convert into the system. But to be frank, this is a resource intensive project. Absolutely. And that the team's already coming together around that. So
great. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. How long will the transfer, what is the anticipated time for that to take? And during the transfer, what will that do just to day-to-day operations?
When you say transfer, you mean like the converting our current system?
The converting, correct.
So there shouldn't be any disruption in day-to-day business. There always is a little bit. It's an adoption of a new technology. So processes will probably slow down a little bit. But business won't stop as a result of this changeover. Usually the way these implementations work is we'll go through a whole design period that will be very resource intensive for LTD. The contractor will take all of that information and build out an actual testable environment for us that we can go in and see, okay, how does our design look? How does it work? How does it feel? And then we'll pick a day and we'll kind of rip off the Band-Aid, and that'll be the day that the team starts actually using it. And we can expect during that first week that it might be a little bit slower, but we won't be missing any of our important, you know, payables, deadlines, or anything like that.
Sounds good. Do you guys have any other questions that you'd like to cover? And just as a heads up, this is on the consent calendar for the board meeting on Wednesday, just as a general FYI. Well, seeing no other discussion, does anybody want to make a motion?
My mute button does not want to join me today. I move to forward contract number 2021-43 to the Board of Directors with a recommendation for approval.
I see visually Susan is giving a second to that. Is there any further discussion before we finish our vote? Okay, then Michelle, how do you vote?
Yes.
Susan?
Yes.
And Emily? Yes. So that passes without any... And anonymously, I always say that wrong.
Unanimously.
Yes, thank you. And thank you so much, Amy, for your time and all the detail for your presentation today. We appreciate that. And of course, the rest of your team who worked on that as well. All right. We do not have anything else on our calendar for the evening. Susan, since you weren't here right when I first asked, was there anything that you wanted to bring up for the good of the committee?
Nope. Sounds great. Thank you.
Okay. Well, then I think we're going to be finishing up here a few minutes early. So I will officially adjourn our contract committee meeting. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you all.
Good job. Appreciate it.